What reasons might Immigration and Customs Enforcement target an employer for a worksite investigation? How does it start? And what are some of the triggers to those events?
And so this is kind of two things, I-9 audits and raids. And so what might tip ICE off to target any given employer for either one of those, either the civil I-9s or the more serious kind of scary raid? A lot of things on here. Fraud. The big one I usually think of is the disgruntled employee. The guy who leaves, he's fired, he's pushed out, and he calls ICE and he says, "Hey, I know who you should go audit." The other one that I usually think of is ICE usually says it's just random. We target certain industries. Another one might be, did you file a labor certification for someone that's working for you? Kevin, can you think of any?
Very rarely is Immigration and Customs Enforcement going to educate the employer about the initiation of the worksite investigation. What I can tell you from my experience, though, is anytime there is a call to the duty agent about a potential worksite activity, Immigration and Customs Enforcement must open investigation in that case. Now, once they investigate the employer initially, they may choose not to follow up with a paper audit. But in most cases, they're compelled to at least initiate the investigation. Patrick's absolutely right. Some of the more common initiations or indicators of the initiation of worksite investigation are disgruntled either former employees or competitors in the marketplace.